When it comes to selling your home in the North County, one agent can only do so much.
That's why we show up as a team.
I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Karen Peek.
And we're the Peek team.
And equal partners in every sale.
Pricing, marketing, negotiations.
We both do it all.
Two professionals reviewing every detail.
Two voices advocating for you at every step.
We tag team the work.
So nothing gets missed.
One mission.
Sell your home with minimized headaches.
We're the Peek team.
At Peek Realty.
And we work together for you.
Thinking about selling your home in North County? Reach the Peek team at Peek Realty. Just Google Peek Realty. That's P-E-E-K Realty. The Peek team at Peek Realty live wonderfully on the Central Coast.
DRE number 0219-9910.
She grew up here, learned here. Built her life and her craft right here. Inside a jewelry store trusted since 1980, she spent years behind the scenes, designing, refining, perfecting. Her mentors became her teachers. Her workplace became her calling. Along the way, she earned 12 National Jewelry Design Awards. But the most important work, the pieces no one had yet seen. Now, 6 years into ownership, the jewelry cases are changing. One designer, one vision. Her name is Lindsay Jane. And this is the beginning of her story. The jewelry cases at K. John's Jewelers will unveil something never done before. After decades of showcasing beloved designers and friends, every piece you'll see will be an original design, created by owner and award-winning designer Lindsay Jane. Born and raised right here, with 12 National Design Awards, she's bringing her full body of work into the light. Hand-designed, crafted with intention, rooted in this town. This year marks a new chapter. K. John's Jewelers is becoming Lindsay Jane. A legacy redesigned.
Looking for the perfect getaway without going too far? Experience the beauty of Allegretto Vineyard Resort, recently named Gold for the Best Paso Robles Hotel and Best Resort in the 2026 Central Coast Best Award. Enjoy peaceful vineyard views, elegant rooms, and the welcoming atmosphere locals love at Cello Restaurant and Bar. Discover award-winning cocktails recognized with silver for the best specialty cocktails. For a memorable stay or staycation right here in Paso Robles, book your visit at Allegretto Vineyard Resort today.
How long can you stand on one leg without losing your balance? Having and keeping good balance as you age is fixable. This is Doris Lance with Your Healthy Habits. Researchers have pinpointed how to gain or improve your balance, but you have to put in the work. The enemy is called scarsopenia, the loss of muscle mass that results in lack of mobility, strength, and flexibility. At the top of the list of risk factors is getting too little or no physical activity. Not only can this have a detrimental effect on mobility, over the years, it has been linked to a higher risk of immortality. Decrease in muscle mass and bone density are very much affected by the amount of exercise you get on a daily basis, plus a healthy diet. Sitting is the number one cause of scarsopenia, as well as inadequate protein intake. Starting an exercise routine can be a daunting task, but the best way to approach it is to swim, walk, bike, do yoga, or other activities slowly, and build up in frequency from there. Keep listening to Healthy Habits from Doris Lance, author, adventurer, and educator at Cuesta College, who adds, "Don't let age change you. Change the way you age."
Sometimes it's what you've been waiting for, and sometimes it's unexpected. You're pregnant. Tree of Life Pregnancy Care Center is here to help. Services include pregnancy tests and ultrasounds, maternity and baby items, post-abortion support, and lots of helpful information. It's all confidential, and it's all free. There's a Tree of Life in San Luis Obispo, Atascadero, and Paso Robles. Visit our website at treeoflifepsc.com or call us at 805-543-6000. That's 805-543-6000. Tree of Life.
Now, KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Wednesday, May 27th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
County Agricultural Commissioner investigates incident of invasive pest. Pastorable School Board approves resolution to place bond measure on November ballot. Details of these and other stories coming up. Cloudy today with partly cloudy in the afternoon. Highs in the upper 60s. It's 48 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Solarponics. Saving homeowners more money on their energy bills since 75. Don't just go solar. Go Solarponics. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is brought to you by Blazin' Bear, helping families and businesses secure their financial freedom. San Luis Obispo County Agricultural Commissioner Martin Sativan-Demi has released a statement regarding an investigation into glassy-winged sharpshooters, or GWSS. In San Luis Obispo County, the GWSS is an invasive agricultural pest capable of transmitting Pierce's disease to grapevines, according to the statement. While they pose no risk to human health, it is a California-rated pest of significant concern to the state's grape industry. Between April and May 21st, a wholesale nursery in Fresno County shipped grape plants containing viable GWSS life stages to several retail locations in California. An investigation by county agricultural officials revealed that the nursery did ship plants to the San Luis Obispo Costco, but none of the shipments included grape plants or any detectable life stages of GWSS. Based on the county's investigation, they believe there is extremely low risk from this incident. The Templeton CSD will be holding a special meeting this week to discuss its fiscal year 2026-27 operating the budget. The meeting will be held Thursday, May 28th, starting at noon in the CSD boardroom, 206 5th Street. Summaries will be provided for the CSD's water, wastewater, drainage, fire, administrative, community facilities, parks, recreation, and streetlight funds. Pastorable School Board approves resolution to place bond measure on November ballot. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 7:12.
Blazin' Bear Insurance Services is dedicated to protecting what matters to help clients achieve their strategic goals and objectives. We guide business owners in the areas of key person, business protection, succession, and estate planning, utilizing a secure online business valuation tool that helps them grow and manage their business. We mentor individuals and families to help them strengthen and protect their financial standing with the appropriate use of various life and disability insurance products. And we work with those approaching retirement who are interested in fixed annuities and planning for long-term care needs. We employ a consultative approach to the insurance planning process, making sure that it aligns with your big picture financial goals and objectives. This is Barry Fisher, Blazin' Bear Insurance. You deserve a sound and well-balanced strategy and plan. Call today, 805-635-7200, or visit blazinbear.com. And don't miss our weekly radio show, Protecting What Matters, on KPRL, Tuesday, starting at 12:30 p.m.
KPRL News continues at 7:13. The Pastorable School Board took the next step forward for the proposed general obligation bond. The bond proposes to spend no more than $200 million on upgrades to facilities at Pastorable High School and at War Memorial Stadium for career technical education. The board received 20 minutes of public comment, most in opposition to the bond measure, and discussed the text of the resolution at length. Superintendent Jennifer Loftus had this to say in support of the bond measure during discussion.
If we are going to partner with the city, with Cal Poly, with Cuesta, and with the spaceport, we need to have advanced manufacturing in our school system. That is just the beginning of what we need to do. We cannot provide opportunities for our students to do what they need to do if we don't have the facilities available to our students that they need. A building that was built in 1980, by all means, should have been built in 1950 when you're talking about the type of technology that needs to be in classrooms to lend themselves to the experiences that our students need today. If we don't adjust, we are leaving our students behind.
The resolution for the bond measure required a supermajority from the board. Resolution passed 5-1 with trustee Kenny Enney dissenting. If filed by the board by the appropriate deadline, the bond measure will go to voters in November and will need 55% approval to pass. The San Luis Obispo Police Department responded to a report on the 1300 block of Madonna Road yesterday at about 5:30 p.m., where a man was refusing to leave a business. When police arrived at the location and attempted to approach the man, he began to yell at officers to not come near him and stated several times that he had a firearm and wanted to die or commit suicide by cop. The man was identified as 55-year-old Stephen Wilson. Wilson continued to threaten officers and refused to comply after 20 minutes of negotiation. When he reached into a pack he was wearing at his waist, officers used munitions made of dense foam to strike him in the leg and take him into custody without further incident. A firearm was not located on Wilson's person. He was treated for minor injuries at a hospital and booked into the San Luis Obispo County Jail for felony resisting arrest. No officers were injured. A vehicle caught fire on the US 101 yesterday afternoon just outside of Santa Margarita, slowing down traffic. CHP received reports of the incident at about 1:26 p.m. about a vehicle fully engulfed in flames with nearby vegetation also catching fire. The fire was put out in about half an hour. CHP did not report any injuries. The Paso Robles Area Groundwater Authority will be holding a meeting this afternoon regarding the groundwater fees throughout the Paso Robles subbasin. The meeting will take place in the North Room at Centennial Park at 4 p.m. The portion of the meeting to consider the fee adoption will start at 5 p.m. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Dodgers beat the Rockies 15-6, the Diamondbacks over the Giants 7-5, Mariners beat the Athletics 4-1, the Phillies over the Padres 4-3, the Angels beat the Tigers 10-6, and the Yankees over the Royals 15-1. Tonight, the Dodgers will face the Rockies, the Athletics will go against the Mariners, the Giants will face the Diamondbacks, the Padres will go against the Phillies, the Angels will face the Tigers, and the Yankees will go against the Royals. In California news, Tom Steyer has run the most expensive political campaign in the country this year. So far, the Democrat candidate has spent more than $195 million for advertisements, and that number continues to grow. The former record was set in 2010 by Republican Meg Whitman, spending about $178 million on a bid for governor, the costliest campaign for statewide office in the nation's history at the time. When adjusted for inflation, Whitman still holds the record. All evacuation orders in Garden Grove near a chemical tank have been lifted, allowing the remaining 16,000 people to return home. The incident began on Thursday that forced about 50,000 people to evacuate. More information has been released about the man and the young girl sought in an Amber Alert from CHP on Tuesday. Officials were called to a home on the 2600 block of South Alsace Avenue in Los Angeles to conduct a welfare check. They discovered an adult female deceased in her residence. Her husband, Ruben Fragoso, is a person of interest in the investigation. The victim's daughter, 5-year-old Deleza Fragoso, is believed to have been abducted by him. Though they share the same last name, authorities have not confirmed their relationship. Local news was sponsored by Davis Body Shop, with more than 1,200 verified 5-star reviews from North County residents. KPRL News Time is 7:17.
If you ever have an accident, just where do you take your vehicle for top-notch repair? I could tell you, but isn't it better to hear from past Davis Body Shop customers? Here's what Kim M. from Atascadero had to say.
What an amazing team. I could not have asked for better service, and my car looked as good as new when they were finished. Patrick took care of me from day one, always keeping me updated about the process and their speedy timeline. I highly recommend them to all my friends and family. Excellent job.
Scott from Atascadero had this to say.
Great body shop. I was hit by another vehicle and took my truck to Davis. The work was done over a month ago and the repair work still looks great. No hidden problems. The truck left Davis in better condition than before the accident. Thanks to Tim and Patrick for all the extra work. It's really appreciated.
And that's why Davis Body Shop is the largest auto body collision specialist in San Luis Obispo County with two locations. On El Camino Real, Atascadero, and on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet.
Welcome to the Line on Agriculture Report. This is Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. USDA economist Michael McConnell sums up the latest cattle on feed report released by USDA.
We have more animals coming into the feedlots, fewer of them leaving. And so that is how we end up with the higher inventory on May 1 versus a year ago.
Total cattle inventory was up 2% from last year, with 6% of cattle placements up from a year ago. Marketings were down 10% from the previous year.
That continues the pattern that we've seen through much of the year, where we've seen slower rate of marketings out of feedlots, as well as slower steer and heifer slaughter. But much of that is likely due to the fact that although beef prices have been increasing and seasonally have been higher than a year ago, the price for fed cattle right now has also been increasing, but at a higher rate. Margins for packers are not as strong now.
Due to extreme dry and drought conditions. Another trend we are starting to see in the industry that is surfacing more and more
Cattle are getting bigger, but they're also spending a lot more time on feed. For years, the industry standard was roughly 120 days on feed to finish an animal. That benchmark has shifted. Today, far more cattle are being fed out to around 190 days, a dramatic increase that reflects the push for heavier carcass weights. Producers say the longer feeding period has become more common across the industry, reshaping everything from feedlot management to market expectations. With today's Line on Agriculture Report, I'm Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network.
Activate your crop's defenses with Orbix from Helena. Orbix is a next-generation foliar nutritional that produces stronger, more productive crops by mitigating stress. It improves plant vitality with select plant extracts, high-analysis NPK and micronutrients enhanced with the efficiency of ENC formulation technology. Unleash yield potential in your crops this season with Orbix. Contact your Helena representative or authorized dealer for more information. Always read and follow label instructions and check registration status before use.
For the last 40 years, the Ag Information Network has been the source of news for farmers and ranchers. Yet we have never seen such an assault on farming and our food supply as we do today. From fuel to fertilizer, farmers are facing unprecedented economic challenges. This is why agriculture news that farmers receive comes from the Ag Information Network, reaching coast to coast. Deep roots in farming and decades of reporting, the Ag Information Network, trusted and transparent journalism for generations.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Lori Boyer.
Hello, everybody. This is Danny from Paso Tile and Stone, where elegance is made affordable. You know, actually, people have told me, I miss your commercials. Well, this commercial is a thank you commercial for all the contractors. We have 35 regular contractors that buy from us consistently. Thank you to them. Thank you for the homeowners for all the repeat business. We had a great year last year, an increase of 33%. So thank you for that. How about we celebrate by giving you prefabs for $99? We have tile for 99 cents. We have luxury vinyl for $1.99 to $2.99. We have buy one, get one free slab. So come on down to our showroom for tile and slabs, 3850 Ramada. And for luxury vinyl and cabinets, please come to 447 North Main Street, Templeton. Blessings to you and your family. Thank you.
KPRL News continues at 722. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, a tax lawyer who does comprehensive estate planning for families, businesses, and farms interested in tax reduction and asset protection. An advisory committee to the California Department of Water Resources held its first meeting this month to begin work on the next update to the California Water Plan, the state's long-range strategy for managing water resources across all sectors. The plan is updated every 5 years and guides statewide water policy, planning, and investment priorities. The meeting came months after Governor Gavin Newsom signed Senate Bill 72 in October 2025, launching a multi-year effort to modernize California's water planning framework in response to intensifying droughts, floods, and long-term water reliability challenges tied to climate change. SB 72 estimated an interim statewide planning target of 9 million acre-feet of additional water supply by 2040. The target is expected to play a central role in the development of the state's 2028 and 2033 water plans. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, estate planning in Morro Bay. Go to lawnews.tv. Traffic report brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care at 834 Paso Robles Street, Paso Robles. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Wednesday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care in Paso Robles. Weather brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. When it comes to insurance, you need the proper coverage for a reasonable price. Whether it's home, auto, life, or business, call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276. Partly cloudy skies today with highs in the upper 60s, southwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight, lows in the upper 40s, southwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Cloudy skies tomorrow with about a 60% chance of showers, highs in the low 60s, south-southwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Extended forecast is partly cloudy on Friday, sunny on Saturday, Sunday and Monday, mostly sunny on Tuesday and Wednesday. Mid-70s Friday, low 80s Saturday, upper 80s on Sunday and Monday, mid-80s on Tuesday, 89 a week from today. Currently, it is 50 degrees and mostly cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. Kevin Hunt will find the coverage you need for your home, life, health, and boat. Call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276 or stop by 105 South Main Street, Templeton. KPRL News Time is 7:24.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Elizabeth McDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks opened higher, moderating oil prices are helping. Micron Technology shares opened up another 4% after reaching the $1 trillion mark for stock market value yesterday. Demand for artificial intelligence chips is pushing those stocks sharply higher. South Korea's chipmaker SK Hynix also reached the $1 trillion value mark today. Marvell Technology, which makes hardware for AI, reports earnings after the Wall Street close. The stock is up 2%. Bank of Montreal, BMO, based in Canada with a strong presence in the U.S., is raising its dividend after a strong quarter. It's predicting the U.S. economy will grow 2.1% this year. Bath & Body Works earnings held up better than expected. The stock's up 10%. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Coselda. Invested in you.
Most investments today feel like second jobs. Real estate? You're a landlord. Stocks? You're a day trader. Crypto? You're a full-time researcher. You've got a life to live. Your investment should help you live it. That's why more Americans are choosing gold. Noble Gold has helped thousands protect their future with real physical gold. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com to get your free wealth protection kit. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
CNC Tree Service, locally owned by Randall and Shannon Clegg for 38 years. Tree removal, trimming, cabling, corrective pruning, stump grinding, brush and road clearance. They have the equipment for any residential or commercial job. If you want instant shade with mature trees, they have the only spade truck in the area to plant or move your large trees. CNC has moved oaks, manzanita, olives, palms, pepper, and various others. Licensed and insured, member of the International Society of Arboriculture. Call 805-434-0914.
The season of winning is still blooming at Tachi Palace with Petals and Payouts. Every Thursday in May, play slots and table games for your chance at cash. From 5 p.m. to 7 p.m., four winners every hour can win up to $5,000. And mark your calendar, on May 21st and 28th at 8 p.m., one lucky winner will drive away with an Airstream. The cash keeps blooming, so don't miss your shot. It's Petals and Payouts, only at Tachi Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore.
Looking for a great indoor activity to get moving? Try Uncle Ed's Outfitters Indoor Archery for everyone 7 and over when accompanied by an adult. The new archery range is open 24 hours a day with unlimited access and coded entry for members. Uncle Ed's Outfitters would be happy to rent archery equipment or give you or the family a lesson from a USA Archery certified instructor. Book an hour or a day of indoor archery at Uncle Ed's Tuesday through Saturday from 10 to 6 in the Oak Shopping Center in Atascadero near Guest House Grill.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun.
The Central Coast sun is back. Is your style ready for it? Right now at Michael's Optical in Atascadero, protect your eyes and save big. Take 25% off select sunglasses and 30% off selected men's and women's frames. Whether you need a fresh look, polarized protection, or a new prescription, we've been serving our neighbors for 47 years with high-quality eyewear that fits your life. Please note that discounts do not apply to MSRP lines, so some premium or new collections may be excluded. Visit Michael's Optical and explore the wide selection of frames and find the perfect pair that suits your style and vision needs. Michael's Optical, 8300 El Camino Real, Atascadero.
Michael's Optical.
Adler Belmont Insurance Brokers welcomes Heather Bordan to its team of commercial property casualty professionals. With more than 20 years of experience, Heather can design insurance solutions that protect your business. Whether you're a contractor, winery owner, farmer, rancher, or manufacturer, Heather is the right person to survey your needs and develop innovative solutions to protect your most important asset. Contact Heather today, 805-540-3900, or Heather at AdlerBelmontGroup.com.
Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com, Freedom of Speech. Brought to you by Glenn's Repair and Rental. They've been serving you since 1968. That location is 5025 El Camino Real. 238-5775. Let me see. I should do that the other way. Call or text 238-5775. 238-KPRL. We're ready to go here on this Wednesday morning. We have our usual musical interlude here with Keith.
Good morning, sun. I say it's good to see you shining. I know my baby brought you to
the Morning Exchange. KPRL.
This afternoon, Karen, 12:30 till 2. Sound off, Linda George. They'll be talking about the arrest of Ernest Hall and also the connection with former city manager and police chief Ty Lewis as the world turn continues here. Hi, good morning.
Good morning, Kevin. I have a question for Miss Williams. I doubt she's listening. But the question is, if facilities are so important for preparing children, why are the homeschooled kids always out-achieving those that go to their schools?
What was the question?
Why are homeschooled kids out-achieving or doing better on test scores and everything else than the ones that go to their school?
Well, another question should be asked is, why hasn't the school been keeping up with the facilities?
Well, that's part of their budgeting. They're supposed to budget for that, aren't they?
I would think so. I don't know what the state mandates, but anybody with a brain would prepare for that because things wear out.
That's the same way with the city. They're supposed to budget for all that stuff.
So,
where are they spending it? They're spending it on things that you and I don't like.
Well, my guess is, I know the school districts are somewhat restricted regarding bond money, but the city, if you remember, well, you know this, because what do? They end up putting things into general fund. And then they can get their creepy hands on it for whatever. And we do know that pensions and salaries are a major, major concerns, both schools and in the city. Dale, how many people were in favor of the bond last night?
I didn't go. It's a waste of my time anymore. They have overwhelming kids wanting to do away with this transactional thing, speaking to them, and one kid comes and complains that in favor of keeping them in the sports and in the locker room, and they listen to the one kid over the majority. So it's a waste of time.
Well,
they
don't
listen to me.
Well, maybe not you, but they want people who disagree with them not to show up.
I know, and that happened with the. Issue of women's sports and the true definition of Title IX. They came in in groves against it, and they don't care. Mm-hmm. They Miss Williams and Joel Peterson and of course the other two are just so intense on the being biased in favor of what the teachers want. Well, what the teachers want is just more money. They don't care about how the kids achieve. Mm-hmm. I went to the head of the teachers union one year when the lady that was a good friend of mine. She spoke seven languages. And after they approved all the programs and facilities they were adding in the budget and approved it, I went to her and I said, if that's true, they passed a resolution saying that's all that's necessary. I said, how come the test scores are not coming up? And she said, it's complicated, Dale. That's an answer?
Mm-hmm. Well.
That's their mentality, even from very intelligent people.
Well, there's different degrees of what some may consider what is intelligence.
I prefer smart versus intelligence.
And common sense, too. All right. Well,
that's part of being smart.
All right.
Having common sense.
Bye.
I agree. Bye.
All right, quickly here on the text. The only person who spoke in favor of the school bond last night was your buddy, and he does give me the name. I will speak to my buddy. I usually see him and another, well, a person, human being, a breeze, on Saturday mornings. And we'll have a conversation. Hi, good morning.
Good morning, Kevin. It's Darcia. How are you?
I'm okay.
Well, I thought I'd ruin your morning.
Good.
You live in Monterey County, but you are also in the Paso Robles Joint Unified School District, so you can be a voter, and you will end up paying for the bond if it, quote, passes.
Right.
Remember you voted in the Kenny Enney special election?
Yes, I did.
It's the larger district.
Okay. Yeah, Chris was nice enough. So that means I get two votes against the school bond because my wife will vote against it as well.
Well, that very well could be. But the whole point of last night was a way to have them do another a dog and pony show. And unfortunately, the school bonds, I mean, maybe I can do more on the Friday show, but the school bonds up and down the state, in fact, our nation, there are several cases with the DOJ especially it's come out in Texas, where they were adjusting the values, the home values, to be able to increase the property taxes, and then they're just layering these bonds one on top of the other on top of the other. But that's where they were doing it based on the market value, not even on the assessment, but on the value. So they passed something in California 2014, I think, where you can't do it on the market value. You have to do it on the assessed value.
Darcia, I have a question. You've mentioned several times about, I think you're using $7,000 per person, what it would cost. Does that include the total cost of the other bonds, the other three bonds that we're still paying?
Absolutely not, and that's why I called it a Ponzi scheme last night. So at the meeting, what happens is you have a bond, so even this one at $205 million, it's just like a mortgage. The principal portion is $205 million, but they're pushing it out, you know, 25, 30, 35 years, and then it's at least double, if not more than that. So I used $7,000. That was just with 30,000 whatever registered voters like you in the district. And so the registered voters would be essentially responsible for not just $7,000, but literally $14,000 per person. And a household, you're looking at, you know, $25,000, $26,000 per household for this bond. And that doesn't include the other two bonds that passed. 2006 was $20 million. 2016 was $95 million. And so now there's a pattern. 2006, 2016, 2026. And so 10 years from now, we'll need another bond because, honestly, you can't repay it. The school districts can't repay the entire interest and principal payments. And so what do? They just kind of, what we would do, refinance, only you go out and you get another bond. So now we have three bonds layered on top of each other before the one is paid off. I ran the numbers. It was something like over $900,000, almost $1 million a month in principal and interest on the payments just on one bond.
Well, and it has been pointed out, and what are we getting?
Well, and that's the other side. I mean, there were several people there. They limited it. They limited it to 20 minutes. There were several people there expressing, you know, hey, those new kitchens, Mary did a great job. Those new kitchens are beautiful. We appreciate all the mechanical technology, et cetera, for that room. But our kids can't read and write. How are they going to be able to go out into the workforce? We're going to need higher level engineers, and they can't read and write. Can we focus on that first? I don't have a new kitchen. Do you have a new kitchen?
No, and you know, the other thing too is, so on this specific topic, you mean to tell me that they said that we're only going to give the public 20 minutes? That's it?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, they're asking for $400 million and you're going to allow us 20 minutes. That is BS.
Yes.
That is BS.
And Burke was right in the middle of his 3 minutes, and they cut him off and said, you know, the full 20 minutes is up. Sorry, public, 20 minutes.
20 minutes.
It's actually disgusting. So they think they control the elections. I'm here to let them know they don't, not anymore. And we as a community can come together. There are many other things that we can do. Group, if there's really something that's necessary to be done at the high school, we want these kids to achieve. We want these kids to do great. But this is not the way to do it. A new building, a new desk doesn't mean that you're going to have any better education.
Right, and it doesn't mean there's going to be any more discipline, although I understand that they're working on that. Darsha, has anybody asked the question to the school district, why haven't you been maintaining and updating as you go along?
Yes, of course, but, you know, they have increased salaries, and I think it's literally something like 80%, 85% of the budget goes toward salaries and benefits, and a lot of the benefits are between $25,000 and $30,000 a year. So that's health insurance, that's pension contributions. So it's, if I were a teacher, I'd say, hold on a minute, let me go out and get my own health insurance, hopefully for less, and give me a $20,000 raise. But my other point there was that it's going to cost $120,000 just for the election. And to me, that's another disgusting thing. I offered to do it for $10,000, by the way.
Well.
But you, everyone gets paid. When the bonds go through, the consultants get paid, you have the architects. It's the same architects, it's the same consultants all the way up and down the state. Everyone gets paid, everyone's happy, smiles going out the door, and then the taxpayers pay.
So the school district hires consultants to see if they can get this thing to go, if it'll fly. Is that one of the reasons?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Well, why don't they do something like this? Why don't they ask the taxpayers if it'll fly?
Because they know what the answer is.
Right, because consultants are going to manipulate questions and so forth to give them the results they want.
Well, there are districts, Kevin, you know, and the community is very generous. So in 2016, people thought, you know, we really want to do something for our children, and we really want to give them a future. And, you know, it's children and puppies that sell anything. And so then it's tugging on the heartstrings, and we want our children to excel. And so then they put it on the ballot, and it passes. But we're in a very different world now in our elections, and so I...
Well, we're not only in a different world with our elections, and as we see it all over government, and I'll throw the school district into government, we see of the absolute waste and the nonsense that goes on, and the only solutions they come up with is more money.
Yeah, it's truly the totalitarian mindset. You know, we're going to decide what we do with your money. It's other people's money. It's always other people's money. And it's spent very easily. I think the community, if we were to see that the scores were rising, that there wasn't decreasing enrollment, that more people weren't pulling their kids out because of all the political craziness that's going on, I mean, insanity, and pulling their kids out, doing homeschooling, they know that the homeschoolers know that they're what their children are doing, what they're learning, and they're being educated. So, you know, it's a whole turnaround, but I do believe that it is changing. I think the pendulum's coming back, and it's going to be a shock to a lot of people, but I want to see accountability. You know me.
Okay, Darcia, here's a question that just came in on the text that you could help with. Who actually gives up bond money? And it goes on, would Bank of America simply put $200 million in the school's account? So how does that work?
They do it in tranches, from what I understand. So, you know, kind of like a home equity loan. You say, okay, I want $100,000 to completely renovate my home. I just need $20,000 to start with, and then in 6 months, another $50,000. And so in those tranches, they might do a Series A, B, and C. But the money goes to the county. I mean, so the state gets paid, the county gets paid to, quote, administer the funds. Everyone gets paid.
Mm.
So the funds are there. And then as the school district needs to make the payments, in this case, $900,000 a month or $970,000, it gets paid out on a monthly basis. It might be semi-annual, but at least monthly basis.
You know, to me, the more opportunity that people have to have access with this money, my suspicion grows.
Of course. Think 2016, and that's why the Paso community is just, you know, we're done.
Yeah,
you've misallocated. There's been maladministration, a grand jury report, the cautionary tale, and all of that came up last night. If you want a fun time in between shows, you can just listen to the 20 minutes of public comment.
All right, thanks a lot, Darcia. We got to go.
Okay. All right.
Bye. We're going to exit stage left.
Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services. San Luis Obispo Police Department responded to a report on the 1300 block of Madonna Road yesterday at about 5:30 p.m., where a man was refusing to leave a business. When police arrived at the location, the man, 55-year-old Stephen Wilson, threatened them and did not comply with commands. He was shot in the leg with dense foam after about 20 minutes and arrested for felony resisting arrest. No officers were injured. The Paso Robles School Board took the next step forward in the proposed general obligation bond yesterday. The bond proposes to spend about $200 million on upgrades to facilities at Paso Robles High School and at War Memorial Stadium for career technical education. The board approved the resolution 5-1, and the bond measure will go to voters in November, which needs a 55% approval to pass. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds this morning, then partly cloudy, highs in the upper 60s. It's 54 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News. I'm Therese Crowley. Texas voters take the president's pick. State Attorney General Ken Paxton wins the Senate runoff over sitting Senator John Cornyn, 64-36, setting up the November vote on whether to pick Paxton or elect the first Texas Democrat senator in 40 years, progressive James Tallarico.
James Tallarico is a threat to everything we hold dear in this state and in this country.
Paxton's victory pitch. Voters also toppled Trump impeachment Congressman Democrat Al Green in a Houston runoff for his remap district. Cabinet meeting at the White House this morning with an Iran peace deal topping the talk.
The final details for a possible agreement between the United States and Iran are still being discussed. Regional officials say that implementation of an agreement is even more important than what is written.
Fox's Trey Yingston in Tel Aviv. The Trump team redefines fertilizer as a national security issue. America's listening to Fox News.
Protect your home or business. Trust the experts at JV Roofing. With over 20 years of experience, JV Roofing delivers reliable, high-quality workmanship you can count on. From shingle, tile, and metal roofs to TPO and PVC systems, they have the expertise to handle it all. Family-owned, licensed, and bonded, they show up and get the job done right. Visit jvroofingca.com or call 805-674-1383 today for free estimates. JV Roofing, quality you can trust.
Well, Rich London, it's spring. If I need a mattress, why should I spring into the mattress specialist?
If you look around, you're going to see mattresses everywhere in this store.
We're talking to Rich London, the mattress specialist.
They are stacked up almost to the ceiling, and I'm not kidding. And they're all on sale right now because I've got too much stock and I need to move it. So come on down quick and save big.
Enjoy the special springtime savings at the mattress specialist at 13th and Riverside in Paso Robles.
We wanted to be in the heart of it.
Brought to you by the good folks at Hutch Heating and Air. Tune up, repair, replacement. Get it done by the pros. All right, clouds for the most part. We'll have a little bit of sunshine, mid to upper 60s. Clouds tonight, overnight lows in the upper 40s. About a 50 to 55% chance of some showers tomorrow. How about that? April, well, May showers. And again, high, well, not again, high should be right around 60. Friday will warm up to the mid-70s. Saturday, low 80s, upper 80s on Sunday and Monday, mid-80s Tuesday. And a week from today, upper 80s. Today's UV index will be 10 up and down. 5:51 a.m., 8:10 p.m., we are at 54. Weather was brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Go online, hutchheatingandair.com.
What's going on? What's going on? Yeah, what's going on? What's going on? Tell me what's going on. I'll tell you what's going on. What's going on?
Community Calendar is brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles and the delightful River Oaks community. Great meals at outstanding prices. Annual meeting is coming up for members and guests. This is the Paso Robles Historical Society, June 10th. Mark it down on your calendars from 11:30 until 2. You'll have the social time and the usual stuff, a nice tour of the museum there, and they have a guest speaker coming in as well, and some food and grub and everything like that. You need to RSVP by Wednesday, June 3rd. That's June 3rd. That's PastroHistory@gmail.com. The luncheon only cost $20. There you go. Let's see here. Registration closes June 1st for this. It is the youth volleyball in the Atascadero city of. It's for youngsters, boys and girls, 3rd through 8th grade. All practices and games will take place Tuesday and or Thursday at Colony Park. Of course, that's where a lot of action goes on. They'll have the 3rd and 4th, and then 5th and 6th, 7th and 8th. That's how they group it. And volunteer coaches and sponsors are needed for this league. Remember, the registration for this youth summer, the volleyball registration, is June 1st. All right, Community Calendar brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles. Remember, they have lunch for you every day, brunch on the weekends, and dinner Wednesday through Sunday. Moving right along here at The Right Choice, 6 minutes away from 8.
Happy.
Birthdays and anniversaries brought to you by Bella Jewel, mighty fine jewelry. Well, you've got graduation and Dad's Day coming up, so you got some work to do. Leading off, we have Tom Moore, Garrett Sarsenella, Kelly Fuchs, Mike Reiki, I'll be talking to this gentleman soon, Mark Perry. He's off the list. John Polito, Pablo Marlin, Dave Mandred. We have Bruce Boryak and Carol Irons. Somewhere out there in Creston, I don't know. Anyway, happy birthday, Carol. Cornelius Vanderbilt, 1794-1877. Bloomer, the woman's right advocate. Amelia, 1818-1894. Wild Bill Hickok, 1837. He gone, 1876. Dashiell Hammett, the author. Tell you, I had never read the book, but the movie Maltese Falcons, cool movie. 1894, 1961. Hubert Humphrey, 1911, 1978. Vincent Price, the actor, 1911, 1993. Golf champ Sam Snead, 1912, 2002. Onward, the Dracula and other movies. Christopher Lee, 1922, 2015. Henry Kissinger, 1923, 2023. Let's see here. The trio guy, Ramsey Lewis, 1935-2022. Leanne Merriweather, 1935. Lou Gossett Jr., good actor, 1936-2024. Very good country singer, Don Williams, 1939-2017. Bruce White's from Hill Street Blues. Remember, he used to say the word maggot a lot? 1943, I always got a kick out of that. Flamethrower with the Reds, Gary Nolan, 1948. Onward we go. Terry Collins, manager, 1949. Catherine Carr, women's champ, gold, 1954. Onward we, let's see here. Todd Bridges, Different Strokes, 1965. Baseball Hall of Famer, Jeff Bagwell, 1968. Pretty good catcher, Todd Hundley, his dad also caught, 1969. Lisa Loops, the left eye, the singer from TLC, 1971. Let's see here. Anybody else on the list here? Marissa Tate, 1979, and that is it. Okay, what time do we have? Plenty of time. I may need it or may not need it. James Montgomery Flagg. He is the creator of I Want You, the Uncle Sam recruiting poster. He used his own face as a model. He died in 1960. Mr. Ripley, Robert Leroy Ripley. Ripley's Believe It or Not, 1949. He invented the incandescent light bulb 20 years before Edison. Joseph Wilson Swan, he gone in 1914. Who else do we have here on the list? Greg Allman, 2017. Victor Kiam, remember he owned the New England Patriots, but also Remington. He liked the shaver so much he bought the company. Well, he bought the farm in 2001. Bubble Boy, Ted DeVita. He passed away in 1980. A big film came out about that with, I think, Travolta was in that, I think. I'm not sure. Anyway, he died in 1980. The first commander of the Enterprise on Star Trek, Jeffrey Hunter. He died in 1969. And Nehru, first Prime Minister of the Republic of India, 1964. And that is it. All right, let's see here. Going to the top of the list, he was a Massachusetts kid. Both his mom and dad rooted for the Boston Red Sox. His favorite player growing up was a guy by the name of Carl Yastrzemski. And obviously a very, very good athlete growing up in the greater Boston area. And he was drafted by the Boston Red Sox. So this is like a hometown dream, you know, your kid, your family growing up being Red Sox and so forth. But he got traded when he was in the minor leagues. So he never played with the Red Sox, but the Houston Astros were happy, more than happy. They basically stole him. They got Larry Anderson, and it anyway, it worked out. Jeff Bagwell ended up in the Baseball Hall of Fame, so for the playing for the Astros.
Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage in Paso Robles. Big or small, they store it all. A vehicle caught fire on the US 101 yesterday afternoon just outside of Santa Margarita at about 1:26 p.m. The fire spread to nearby vegetation but was extinguished in about half an hour. CHP did not report any injuries from the incident. The Templeton CSD will be holding a special meeting this week to discuss the fiscal year 26-27 operating budget. The meeting will be held Thursday, May 28th, starting at noon in the CSD boardroom, 206 5th Street.
Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds this morning, then partly cloudy for the afternoon. Highs in the upper 60s. It's 56 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Stifel Investment Services.
Check this out. Jeff Bagwell is the only player in Major League Baseball history to have six consecutive seasons with 30 home runs, 100 RBIs, 100 runs scored, and 100 walks. Hit .297 for his career, 2,300 hits, 449 home runs, and 1,500 RBIs. MVP, Rookie of the Year, Gold Glove, All-Star, you got it. All right, one more to go. This hour brought to you by Solarponics. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics.
You're listening to the North County's choice for local news and Sound Off 1230 till 2, KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.